Your Humanities Half Hour is brought to you by the Northern Marianas Humanities Council.
Welcome to Your Humanities Half Hour. I'm Catherine Perry.
We're here speaking about Law Week here in the Northern Marianas, and joining us is Family Court Judge Ken Govendo and also Mr. Jim Stoll, Public Information Office for the CNMI Judiciary. So tell us a little bit about Law Week activities.
Well, Law Week activities actually span out more than a month, and they include such things as our judges in the classroom. Our Judges in the Classroom program, where the judges go to the classrooms of our schools and speak to the students, and also in front of large assemblies, as a matter of fact, of students. Also included in our Law Week activities are such things, really sort of morph over into the mock trial competitions that we have, both for junior high school and high school students, which give students an opportunity to actually practice or play at being lawyers and give them a chance to learn what that really means.
And I heard rave reviews about the mock trial, how lawyers themselves were impressed with the articulation and the preparation of these kids. So congratulations on the success of that annual event.
Coming up on Thursday, we have the AG's Cup, the Attorney General's Cup, which is the 27th edition of the Attorney General's Cup. And in this case, we have ardent students come give their speeches on a key issue that's of consideration and concern to people here in the CNMI. They all speak on the same topic, and it's sort of like a debate, and it's who's the best speaker type of competition. And there's usually some pretty good speeches given. Isn't that your impression, General?
Absolutely. Being in family court and seeing families that are in disarray and where children are suffering, it's always kind of a nice feeling for me to see the mock trial or the Attorney General's Cup and see these very, very bright students who have spent a lot of time doing this. This is our future. They are our future. So it gives me hope and makes me a little bit less pessimistic about the future of the CNMI.
Our theme this year is Realizing the Dream, Equality for All, of course tied to Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. Why did you choose this theme, and what are you hoping people will get from your focus on this theme?
Well, actually, it's chosen at the national level. This is a national celebration that's gone on every year since, I think, 1957 under President Eisenhower. So it was a national theme that's being followed. And last Thursday, we had our proclamation signing, which is a celebration of our activities and the people that have been involved in them. And we also, at the same time, have a poster and essay contest awards presentation. And in this case, sort of following up on what Judge Govendo spoke about, we have elementary schools produce posters, students produce posters, and junior high school students produce essays. This is a way that we sort of try to extend through the age groups our community outreach activities.
Very good.
And we had a wonderful opportunity this week. Jacqueline Doctor was from Mount Carmel School. She was the winner of the essay contest. And we had over 80 contest entries for the essay contest, so it was some stiff competition. And at the end of our ceremony, she read her composition. And Judge, I thought it was wonderful.
I thought it was excellent, and it was on. This is the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation of 1863,
really?
Signed by Abraham Lincoln, and it's also the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech that he gave at the Washington Monument in 1963. So it's kind of a double type of holiday, and Jacqueline, who read her winning essay, had an interesting point that means a lot to me. A lot of times we use the phrase race, creed, or color. Okay, we all know what race is. We all know what color is. How many people really know what creed mean? C-R-E-E-D. Okay?
Yes.
Creed comes from the Latin word credo, C-R-E-D-O, and it means belief. And one of the beliefs, one of the creeds of the United States of America is we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. And she pointed this out in her essay in a very clever way. And this is what this is about. It's realizing the dream. Has it been realized by everyone? No. Have we made great gains? Yes. And she pointed that out. Are we finished? No. We've still got to go. And we always have to make sure we don't slip backwards. You know, with some of the things that we took for granted for years, you know, prejudice, riding on the back of the bus and things like that. We never want to go back to that, so we always have to be vigilant to make sure that doesn't happen. But it was an excellent essay by her.
And Judge, I also understand you've taken time from your busy schedule to go out to the schools as part of this Judges in the Classroom program. What's that all about?
Well, it's Realizing the Dream was the theme, and I think it was about 3 weeks or a month ago, both Judge Wiseman and I went over to Marianas High School, where we met with four classes in the cafeteria, and we talked about this stuff. And we had a couple teachers who were helpful. They were asking questions, trying to get their students to ask questions. Sometimes that's the hardest part. But we talked about certain things that some of them, which I just talked about. Last week, it wasn't a classroom. It was at the Micronesia Youth Seminar thing they had over at the Fiesta, and I was the keynote speaker on the first day, and basically talked about domestic violence. And I was really amazed because some students are very shy. They don't like to ask questions in front of other people. And I've had that when I taught at the Northern Marianas College years and years ago. But these students had so many questions that I actually stayed on longer. And the best one was I was talking about what I was talking about earlier, temporary restraining orders. And one young person said, can I get a temporary restraining order against my parents?
And your answer was?
And I said, I don't want to start that. So I could see that leading to, well, who do we have to thank for that?
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, it's been, obviously, as you mentioned, this is not just a day or a week that you're doing here. You've been working at this for a month. And we'd like to thank you for your efforts. Any final thoughts before we go?
Well, I think it's interesting to me. I haven't been with the judiciary more than 4 years. How much effort the judiciary and members of the group there make to try to extend a welcome hand, an open hand, and an educating hand into the community. And I hope everybody gets a chance to take advantage of it when that comes along. Because there's a lot to learn that can be learned by these fine gentlemen if they have the chance to pass it on.
And Jim, some of that information is available on your website, I believe.
Right.
Can you share that?
You can follow what we do quite easily on our website. The best way to find it is just look up CNMI Judiciary, and Google will come up very quickly with that and take you right to our homepage, and you can follow the new events that we're following.
And be able to hear this show, right?
Yes, I guess that was the point that you were going to bring in. We will have a replay of the show available on that location probably for several months after it's airing on your station.
Earlier this week, we did sit down with Family Court Manager Joseph Kevin Villagomez to speak about what services the Family Court offers. Unfortunately, due to technical issues, we won't be able to air that portion of the interview today, but we would like to let the public know that Family Court handles items such as domestic violence cases, adoptions, and they are very user-friendly. They will help you fill out your paperwork, and they are also very fast. The emphasis in family court is to protect the children that may be involved in a domestic dispute in the family, whether it be a domestic violence case or a divorce. The family court also offers mediation services when appropriate, and also translation services. Feel free to contact Family Court Manager Joseph Kevin Villagomez should you need more information or assistance.
And let me just say one final thing, Kat. The credit should go to the Supreme Court. They firmly believe in this judges going out and educating in the community. The judges in the classroom and this radio show and the other thing is part of that commitment that they've made a long time ago. And the Chief Justice and Justice Manglonia and I'm sure Justice Enos are going to keep it going. And I believe in it. Sometimes I just wish I had a little more time that I could devote to it. So if they would like to help me out in family court, I'll be glad to go out into the field.
It sounds like you're doing a great job there by yourself. Thank you so much for your time today and for sharing about Law Week. We wish you all the best in your efforts.
All right. Thank you.
This has been your Humanities Half Hour. I'm Catherine Perry.
This program was supported by a We the People grant awarded to the Northern Marianas Humanities Council from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Any views, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily represent those of the National Endowment for the Humanities or the Northern Marianas Humanities Council.